Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour, I was on such a roll ranting that I completely forgot about what I have in store for you this hour. Well, I advocate training, and I advocate it hard, because training, you know, gunfighting is a martial art. If you're going to carry a gun for self-defense, you're involved in the martial art of self-defense, and gunfighting is a martial art. And there's two tiers of training. There's the basic tier where you get your basic fundamentals and everything else, and then from there you can go and get all the advanced stuff you want. But really early on, that basic fundamental is very important. And joining me now from Michigan, I think, if that's where he's at today, is Eric Utrecht. Some of his students have gone on to train with the likes of Costa and Jaeger and everything else. And all of those instructors always get back in touch with him and say, hey, you know what? Those guys had the good foundation with them. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Now, the name of your company is escaping me right now, because I was on a roll a little while ago and completely forgot you were coming on.
It is the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute.
You specialize in taking the novice and making them competent, don't you?
Yeah, we're really dedicated to taking someone who might have never had any experience with a firearm, and our goal is to build them into a very competent and confident shooter in whatever discipline, whatever platform it is that they're looking to build confidence on, and get them ready for future advanced training with some of the national guys.
What is most of your students, they come to you, I would think you have a lot of students coming to you because they've been swept up in the AR-15 wave, and they've gotten one, and they're not ex-military or anything else. Do you see that more than you see handgun, or what are you seeing the most of?
Well, it's interesting. We just had our first carbine basics course this weekend with our 2014 curriculum, and we had 22 new shooters that essentially came to us with AR-15s that they had picked up for the defense of themselves and their loved ones, and quite a few of them were essentially saying, please teach me from the ground up about this platform. I picked it up because I've heard good things about it, but I really need to get into the nitty-gritty and find out how it works and why it works and what's the best use for it, and also how to make sure that every single round that I might fire out of that weapon count and not be a liability. So, yeah, the AR-15, the 223.556 semi-automatic platform is ever-increasing in popularity despite Joe Biden's best efforts to get a double barrel in the hands of everybody.
Now, typically with a class like that, how long does it take you to get them up to speed?
Well, it's interesting. The class is a one-day course, about 8 hours, and the feedback that we are receiving from our first group of students, it was just about right under 100 rounds fired in an eight-hour day. And for most of us, especially the very next day, we taught our foundation carbine class, which is 250 to 350 rounds in an eight-hour day dealing with the manipulation of the weapon. That day was very, very slow and stress-free, and the whole idea is that every single round counts. And so we focused on those two fundamentals, the sight alignment and the trigger control. And once we could get them to understand those two fundamentals are the key to shooting any platform, we started going through the sight alignment and zeroing process, which took a great deal of time with that amount of shooters because we wanted to make sure they understood not just to get the rifle sighted in, which was a good thing, but how we did it, why we did it, and that they could do it now on their own. So we took a great deal of time making sure that they understood how to manipulate all of those adjustments on their weapons so that they can do it at any time without an instructor from that point forward.
Now, to give you folks an idea of context, in the Army, where they have complete control over every movement, every thought you have, basic rifle marksmanship is about 2 or 3 weeks. To be sure, you're doing other things, too. But, I mean, I used to spend hours just pulling the trigger with a quarter balanced on the end of the barrel to work on that trigger pull.
Absolutely. And we have a class, what's our core handgun class. It's called You Suck, It's Not the Gun. And it's arguably one of our most popular classes. And it boils down to the fact that quite often people will take any gun, whatever type of gun it is, right out of the box or right home from the range, and they'll shoot it, and they'll shoot it and shoot it fast. And they'll start saying, well, hey, you know, this thing's all over the place. And they're not getting down to the root cause, and that's that sight alignment, that trigger control. You're right. You know, the military is going to teach, you know, weeks, and it's a continuation training. You know, you don't just shoot your first time and they hand you the rifle and say you're good to go. It's a nonstop thing. And what I'm always happy to see is that even our most veteran shooters that join us in the Alliance Police Department shoot house in Alliance, Ohio, they come down and they have graduated through every level of training that we offer, and so they're coming to the most advanced course that we have, and they still show up. They still show up to those core classes because they go to different classes, and they're being taught how to do something with a gun in their hand, and they start to notice that, you know what, I need to get my fundamentals back. I'm going to go back to the basics. I'm going to spend time and spend an entire day shooting 100 rounds, and I'm going to make every single one of those rounds count. And when I go to another class that might be speed-driven, because it's a defensive class and we don't have all the time in the world, they can start to up their speed and their trigger finger. But if they've got those fundamentals down, their shot groups are far smaller than if they never focused on those fundamentals at all.
That's the part that a lot of people like to bypass, though, isn't it? The way you approach it, and I never have thought of it this way, but, I mean, if you go to jump school in the Army, you spend a lot of time on the ground. Jumping out of the plane is actually 3 days, I think, if I recall it correctly. And,
sure.
You know, that's what you're going there for. But you spend a lot of time on the ground learning the basics and the fundamentals before they get unleashed in an aircraft. So it all makes sense
absolutely.
To me. How many people come to that class and say, when do I get to shoot on full rock and roll or anything like that?
You know, we'll occasionally get the question that comes up, well, what's my next step? And that generally is we are a very defensive based school. I mean, we're hoping our end mission statement, whether it's on paper or not, is that one day the residents, the good citizenry of Michigan and surrounding states will be so well trained in their defensive martial art, as you said, the true American martial art of trigger foo, as we like to joke, that the bad guys will be afraid to leave their house. So, I mean, that's our end mission statement, and we are a defensive-oriented school. So, yes, you can't just keep going to a bullseye shooting school. You have to start getting into the very few seconds that you're going to have to identify a threat, to engage a threat, to follow that threat down to the ground, to make sure that threat is no longer a threat, to search your area for future threats, and then make sure that you, your loved ones, and anybody else that is a good person gets out of there and gets home safe. So in that very short amount of time, we are going to have to ramp things up. And so we always tell them, like building on a foundation, your core foundation is those two fundamentals, the sight alignment, the trigger control. The next step up from that is to make sure that the weapon that you are getting those perfect hits with, in that short amount of time that a shooting may occur, you can go into a situation where you run out of ammo. You might have to do a speed reload. You might have to top off your ammunition with a tactical reload or a reload with retention. You might have a malfunction. You might have to move. You might have to shoot undercover. So we go in a very gradual, progressive method so that if you can make your hit, and you can make your hits in a perfectly stress-free environment, then come to the next step where we're going to add a little bit of stress and we're going to induce some self-induced stress on you, and you're going to work on manipulation, and we our motto for the foundation classes is, we will not accept an unloaded gun. So no matter what happens throughout the day, you're going to keep that gun topped off through malfunctions, through reloads, whatever the situation might be. And then we acknowledge, well, this class took place without any movement. Well, the reality is when people start doing bad things, you're not going to want to stay on the X. So the next level of training would be cover and movement. We're going to teach people how to move and shoot.
Hang on a minute there, Eric. We're talking basic fundamentals with Eric Utrecht. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Joining us from the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute is Eric Utrecht, or you can just call him Trek, because everybody seems to. That's his stage name. He's just Trek. He's sort of like a gun-toting rapper, which is like all the other rappers, isn't it?
Pretty much, I think so.
Yeah. Now, not only let's talk a little bit about the institute. You don't only train in Michigan.
Correct.
You will get on the road and go where you'll go where the food is, as Sam Kennison would say. How would somebody contact you and want to set up something like that with you?
Well, you could just shoot us an email through our website. It's info@trainmdfi.com. Trainmdfi.com being our website. We've got our full course descriptions up there, and you can contact us. And we are we're very flexible, especially when it comes to weekdays. We do a lot of our training in Michigan on the weekends. But, yeah, we travel to some of the surrounding states. And recently I just got back from California, of all states.
Yeah. One thing I would like to do just to see how well it would actually work, because I just don't, I see discipline breaking down amongst the instructors. You get out on Costa's firing line sometimes, don't you?
I have worked with Chris in the past, yeah.
Now, how do you guys maintain a straight face? Because you guys like to cut up.
Well, I would say I don't maintain a straight face. When you come to one of our classes, we have a very, very fun time. And I'm adamant. This MDFI is not a side job for me and for my business partner, Keith Denman. This is our career. This is what we're doing full time. And so as we tell our students, you know, if we don't want to get to that point where this is ever, you know, that job that we have to wake up and we have to, you know, take our coffee and grumble on the way to the range. So we make sure that we declare ourselves. Yeah. And so the one thing is that we are absolute sticklers about, and all of the guys in the industry that I've met that are trainers, they're absolute sticklers about, and it's absolutely understandable. That's safety. So as long as we are maintaining and our students are maintaining a range that in a class that is run by the Four Life Safety Rules of Firearms Handling, we're going to have the most fun that we possibly can. So we joke, and we have a great time. But when it comes down to it, when we're on that line and we give that standby command to start doing what you have to do, it gets to game time. But the moment that we step off the line, and sometimes even between repetitions, we're definitely going to joke with the students and have an absolute fun time. We want to make it fun so that they enjoy themselves.
Well, it's easier for them to learn, isn't it? It's easier for them to stay engaged with what you're trying to push out to them.
Oh, absolutely. I was a military instructor for 3.5 years, and you know, everyone in the military has heard the term death by PowerPoint. And we know it well. And I was tasked with teaching well over 600 of the new non-commissioned officers, you know, how to do their leadership duties. And there were some lessons that could be incredibly fun, and there were others that were just the lesson plans pretty much would make you want to take a spoon and dig it through your eyeball. And so it's the challenge of the instructor to take a lesson plan that may not be the most glamorous, but we're sure as heck going to make it fun, because we're standing up there in front of the students, and if they're not having fun, we're not having fun. So it's very, very important to keep things light and keep them engaged, because once they're gone, once their attention is gone, it's not worth it.
I don't think we can talk about you traveling to teach without pointing out how entertaining it is just to watch you drive up.
Well,
what do you call your traveling vehicle that you take on when you're going in out to spread the tactical word?
Well, I can tell you the battle bus, the 1979 Dodge conversion van painted OD green with the big American eagle on the hood, she did not make it out to California. With that old ambulance chassis and a V8 engine, the plane ticket was far cheaper, although not as stylish. As rolling up, I probably would have been arrested rolling across the border into California for some weird California law just because of the type of vehicle I was driving. I'm not sure if I would have made it.
How many batteries does that thing have?
It's supposed to have one. There has been, coming back from being down on the range the last Costaloos class I was at, yeah, there were three batteries in the vehicle, because I was running the vehicle straight off of some Walmart batteries, which was one of those wonderful little stories that never seems to die.
The battle bus. Anyway, okay. We got a little bit of time left in this segment. Now, with people that have come through your class, the newbie that shows up and they don't have their gun in a gun case, they've got it in the box, they just picked it up. How many repeat your class after they've taken it the first time? How many get that basic premise you're trying to give them?
Oh, you know what, it's not even so much as people that came to the class and they didn't pick it up. We are incredibly flattered and blessed that we have so many repeat students. And when we always go around the class, the beginning of the class, and say, you know, please introduce yourself. Let your peers know, you know, a little bit about yourself and why you're here. We'll have the brand new students. That's their first time in the class, maybe their first class, and maybe the first time with MDFI. And then we'll have some of our most veteran students who have come back to polish. You know, they might be a 9 out of a 10 when it comes to being a very proficient shooter. And they're just looking to get that 9.1, that 9.2, whereas that new shooter, who might be a 0 or a 1, they're going to leave with a 3 or a 4. They're going to jump astronomically with just some basic training. And so it's our veteran guys that come back and they make that conscious choice to step back. And it's that ego-free zone that we really talk about, where we have to acknowledge that we're not infallible, we're not the best shooters in the world. We want to be, but if we do some self-identification of what we need to polish, and we jump back around to different disciplines, we're just going to end up being that overall better shooter down the road.
Let me ask you a question, and we don't have to share this with any of our mutual friends and upset them or something. We don't want them to get their feelings hurt or anything. But for my opinion has always been, for every sort of high-speed class you may take, like a Costaluta's class, you constantly have got to come back to the fundamentals. Constantly.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah. I haven't taken Chris's class yet. I don't know when I'm going to get to now that he has relocated to Wyoming, but maybe he'll come to Florida or North Carolina again one day soon. And when I take it, I'm sure I'm going to do things that they didn't train me to run around a vehicle in the military and plant my feet on the tire and shoot under the vehicle. I was actually looking for a more advantageous and comfortable shooting position when that stuff was going on.
Yeah.
But, getting out of your comfort zone in an advanced class like that is an eye-opener. But at the same time, the basic fundamentals come into play then.
Absolutely.
Sight picture, good hold, trigger pull, all that other stuff. You just have to remember to do all that stuff.
And that's the trick. The classes that we teach are about keeping, they're about the manipulation of the weapon and then the fundamentals. So not only do we have sight alignment, we have trigger control. Now we have to go through anything that might occur with that weapon. And then when you start to, once you become very competent with keeping that gun up and running through any type of situation, whether it's the click or the mushy trigger with AR, or you have the bolt override malfunction that looks like it's going to catastrophically malfunction that gun, but with the simple leverage of your trigger finger can clear out really fast. If you can identify these and fix them quickly, that's great. But you're going to get to a point, especially with a school like MDFI, you're going to get to a point where you're just like, hey, Trek, I appreciate your time, but I want to go. I need to go out and I want to get trained, and I want to get trained with a gun in my hand, but it's not a shooting class. It's a thinking class with a gun. And, you know, Chris.
Hang on. We're coming up. Coming up on the good, hard bump music. So you hang on. We'll talk about Chris in just a second. We'll be right back. My guest, Trek. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The bedrock of everything that I would advise you to do if you're going to carry a gun on a daily basis in the United States is to train. And there are quite a few rock stars out there that will, you know, advanced trainers that will take you and say, this is the way. When really, truly, the way is the fundamental way. The fundamental way will never fail you if you know all the fundamentals. And joining me from Michigan is Trek, Eric Utrecht, and the Michigan Defense Firearms Institute. Did I get that right? That's them.
Absolutely.
See, before Trek was an instructor, I started talking to him when he was at a company called Ares Gear. And that's why I have trouble separating the two, because I'm so singularly minded. You were talking about somebody going to Chris, and I had to interrupt you. So if you remember that thought path, let's go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've seen, Pat Rogers, you had Larry Vickers, Chris Costa. You've got so many great guys out there that can take a student and teach them great things. The trick is these guys, they need to have a student body that shows up that is competent and confident. They need to make sure that the four life safety rules of firearms handling are completely part of their life. It can't be something that they read in a book once. It needs to be something that they understand and they apply. It also needs to be ingrained in them to keep whatever gun it is that they bring. And hopefully, and we stress this immensely, hopefully the gun that they bring, they spend all their hard-earned money on lodging and the trainer and the ammo. I'm hoping that they're bringing the weapon that they really carry or the weapon that they have by the bedside or by the front door or whatever it is that they're actually going to use for the defense of themselves and their loved ones. I hope that they are incredibly good at manipulating that weapon before they take that time to go out and make such an investment with these great guys that really can give them a wealth of information. And the trick that comes down to it is, as I mentioned before, is if you don't have those fundamentals, if you can't do your sight line and trigger control, and if you can't manipulate that weapon and get your hit at the same time, you're going to go, and I've seen, you know, Costa, he'll twist guys into a pretzel, shooting all sorts of uncommon, you know, it's going to be the urban prone, whatever it may be, shooting over a curb but under a car, and these guys, they've got, their face is in the dirt, and they've got some really uncomfortable position going on, but it's a very effective position. It doesn't do the shooter any good, and it doesn't do the instructor any good to be teaching these guys these positions when, if they were standing with a perfect shooting stance, if they can't hit the broadside of a barn. And if that gun runs dry, if they sit there looking at the gun like, you know, I used to play racquetball, and every time I would miss, I'd look at the racket like it was my fault. And we see a lot of shooters who do that. They miss, and they look at their gun, and they're like, what did my gun do? Well, the gun's only going to output what we input into it. And it doesn't do us any good to step out to these guys who could teach you fast roping out of a little bird helicopter while shooting two guns at the same time, who actually have been there, done that. If you can't do what you need to do on a square range on a cardboard target. And so that's why we are so happy and adamant about what we do, is we get the shooters to be able to make those hits, manipulate their weapon, move with their weapon, shoot around basic cover with their weapon, and the coup de grace of our course is to be in that 360-degree shoot house environment in day and night, and they're going through a home defense scenario. And by the time they're done with that, hopefully we can shake their hand and say, go forth, train with these guys that can teach you very specific lessons with a firearm, and you will be good to go. And you can take that next step as being a professional student. And we all are. We're all students. We don't ever stop learning, and that's very important as well.
So, in other words, before you can go to Bruce Lee, you've got to be willing to train with Mr. Miyagi.
You can go to Bruce Lee all you want. You can jump right in that into that class, but, you know, God help you. I mean, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you the best of luck.
Now, most people that are going to carry guns, I don't know anybody that carries a carbine as a defensive gun outside the home. They're going to be coming to you with a handgun.
Okay.
So let's talk about the handgun. How many people show up to your classes and they've had some slick-talking gun guy at a gun shop sell them just, you know, looks like it came from Buck Rogers, and it's probably more than they need, or they're not going to be able to handle it, or how many people do you have to adjust that from the get-go?
You hit the nail right on the head, and that's a whole other discussion for maybe a nice ice-cold beer one night about the gun store salesman mentality of everybody needs that 50-caliber Desert Eagle because it was in this movie once. Or it's the, we're going to give them a J-frame revolver because everybody can shoot a J-frame revolver just fine. And it just depends on the gun store and whatever weapon they're trying to get off their shelves that day. And it's not to say that, you know, I've met some very competent, gun salesmen, but generally they are also veteran students. And so they see, the realities. But yeah, the biggest thing that we identified, years ago, was that we would have guys come to classes and they'd have the, what we would call a duty-sized weapon, you know, whether it's a Glock 17 or a full-size M&P, Smith & Wesson M&P. And at the end of the day, after fully 8 hours of training, where they're shooting the center out of the target, we see them putting their gear away to include casing up that weapon. And they're throwing a J-frame revolver or a Ruger LCP or a Kel-Tec P-32 in their pocket. And we go, what's going on? What's that? Oh, this is my carry gun. I go to classes with this one. And so right now, I mean, if you're a three-gun competitor, you want to come to a MDFI class, that's great. We've had them come through to manipulate those weapons. And then that we start to understand that a little bit more. But what we ask them is, hey, next time, come back with that defensive weapon. Come. It may not be the most powerful. It might be, you know, it's better than, as my dad would say, it's better than a sharp pencil and a gunfight in a phone booth. You know, sometimes these, you know, they are. They're little tiny guns for a reason, and they're weak because handguns are weak to begin with, and the smaller and smaller we make them, the weaker they are. But if you're carrying a gun, that's a start. And that's what we're adamant about. So we have people that come to classes now, and I'm very proud to see it. Bodyguard 380s, Ruger LCPs, no, they're not pleasant to shoot. They're not pleasant to shoot at all compared to a full-size gun. But if you can take a full 8-hour class and be honest with yourself that this is the gun that I've chosen, or this, unfortunately, this is the gun that the gun store salesman or my significant other chose for me, you can at least identify that it's either going to work for you or it's not going to work for you, because a gun that's not carried is a gun that's worthless.
We're going to get into the last bit of it. How can people find you and figure out what you got going on, what you do on a daily basis? How can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. It's going to be www.trainmdfi.com, or you can just search for the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute on Facebook.
You can also find him probably, how many times out of the year do you go and help the rock stars out?
You know what? I try any time that they're going to be in the local area. Definitely try to go say hi at a minimum. If any of the we've got Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts. He's operating right now. He's out on the East Coast, but he comes back to Michigan. This is his home state, so he's going to be doing some training here. You'll definitely see us around. We have Super Dave coming to Michigan, so I'm going to be jumping in one of Super Dave's classes as a student. 2,000 rounds in 2 days, and I'm going to start hydrating now for a class that's in 2 months, because I'm sure it's going to be quite the class. So, yeah, whenever they're in the local area, definitely try to stop out, say hi, and go from there.
I want to point out, I keep saying this, and I don't want to mislead anybody. There is the only reason that you are not one of the rock stars is because you've chosen to have your curriculum set up as it is. I mean, you are – all the rock stars know you. And I think that a lot of them would rather have one of your students come through their gate than as not.
Well, we're very proud. You know, I don't even think I would be if I hadn't chosen to run MDFI and do the curriculum the way that we were. There's a lot of guys out there with a resume far greater than mine, and they have put years and years and years to build themselves up to where they are. Their quote unquote rock star status is because they're knocking things out of the park, and they're doing it great, and they're building a great core group of their own alumni. You know, we've chosen to be a regional school and to get our guys ready, basically, as we kind of joke around, we're the JV, and we're getting our guys ready to put that varsity letter on their jacket and to send them off. And just to have the feedback from the guys that are out there doing it nationally and even internationally, depending on what they might be doing, to have them say that, yeah, when we get an MDFI alumni in our class, that we don't have any worries about their safety, and we can actually teach them because they understand their weapon. That's pretty much all the things that we need at the end of the day.
All right, going into the last break of the day. When we come back, here's what I want you to think about. We're going to talk about how many students show up to your classes with a preconceived notion of what they should be carrying around and everything else that you have to break their heart. And there's a reason I'm asking that question. From the Michigan Defense Firearms Institute, my guest, Eric Utrecht, Trek, as I know him. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects.
It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife, the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Eric Utrecht, Michigan Defense Firearms Institute, or Trek, as everybody calls you that because for some reason Utrecht just escapes them, doesn't it?
You know, in the military, as you know, it's always last name. And yep. I had so many, you know, from whether it was basic training all through every supervisor that I had, Utrecht just seemed to be the most difficult word for anybody to say. So it just got quickly boiled down to Trek, and it stuck, and it's been that way ever since.
Did you serve with any Samoans? I'm sure they would have had a lot of trouble with that.
I did not. I did not have that pleasure.
Yeah, I had to learn how to say the Samoan names. Shout out to my good buddy, Fa'alevao, which was a real guy. How many people show up to a class thinking that they have to come in what Gene Higdon calls the full battle rattle, only to have their heart broken?
Oh, that's such a great question. And the true answer to that is less and less. And I'm very glad to say that. The full battle rattle, I like to call it turtle gear.
Yeah.
You know, the industry went, everything goes full circle. It used to be very minimalist, and then it just started more and more gear and chest rigs that were so thick with magazines that you couldn't actually go prone. You just kind of rolled around on wheels made of armor. And then now we're starting to see, you know, ounces. Everyone is trying to get down to take even the slightest, any worthless ounce off their gear. And that's, I think, really good as far as the overall picture. But we also have to look in the mirror and ask ourselves at MDFI, who are we training and what are we training for? And so we put the word out there quite a bit, the utmost that we can, that we want you to train as you fight. And you've heard that phrase with the military, you know, fight like you train like you fight. When I was still in the military and I used to shoot competitions, I would wear my turtle gear because if they're going to send me over to Iraq again, I'm going to wear all this stuff. I don't get to go in Nike tennis shoes and shorts and a t-shirt, and there's a good reason for it. Now that I am a Joe civilian, just like the people that I'm teaching for the most part, albeit we do have some military and law enforcement guys who, you know, spend their own dime to come to our classes, and I think that's great. I have to get realistic with any type of shooting that I might be in. It's no longer going to be in an official duty capacity. It's going to be as a responsible citizen acting under the rights that I am afforded as an American. And so wearing all of that gear, I have to ask myself, when am I ever going to put that gear on? There very well may be a few answers that, there's a few responses that do warrant that type of gear, but for 99.9% of our time, we need to be probably a little bit more realistic and kind of get that ego out of the way and go, yeah, I'm really not going to have much. The big one where we see this and where we do give some advice to the students is in the shoot house class. When you see, we train at the same, we're very blessed that the Alliance Police Force welcomes MDFI in, and they are a great group of guys. But they, you know, they have Pat Rogers down there. They've got some other huge name guys that come through, and for them to allow us to use the shoot house for our class is great. But our class requires, just like anyone that goes into a 360-degree shoot house, you have to wear some type of armor, depending on the class, and that's just for liability and for safety. But at the same time, what the classes that Pat is teaching are going to be probably a little bit more involved as far as, you know, stacking up with multiple guys, and it's going to be more of a CQB-type environment where he's training military law enforcement and very responsible citizens in that type of discipline. The guys that are coming to our class, it's to simulate that it's your home, and you're going to defend your home, and you have to leave the known of your bedroom or the kitchen or wherever it is the scenario starts, and you're going to venture into the unknown for whatever good reason, and hopefully there is a good reason, like your children are down the hall or there's a loved one down the hall and you have to get to them. Otherwise, we tell them, stay in your bedroom. I mean, you know that that's safe versus venturing out. So what we see is we've had to tell people is, you know, you have 12 magazines on your body right now going through this door. All I know is that when I wake up in the middle of the night to something that bumps, I've got my t-shirt on, my boxer briefs, and I have a shotgun or an AR right next to the bed. I don't exactly have an entire chest rig, nor am I going to take the time to don it. So we try to get them very realistic. Some guys, they might just have a 28-round magazine in their AR. Some guys might have a 6-round tube and an Aries Gear side saddle on the side of their gun, and that's it. We ask them, go through that door and be as realistic as possible, and if you get into that room and your fundamentals are off because of stress and because of whatever else, and you run dry with that shotgun, that should be what we call a clue in the law enforcement world, that maybe that gun choice is not what you want for your particular home, or at least understand that there's some stop gaps that you are going to need to fill as the shooter, like maybe you need to have a handgun with you as well and have a quick way to don it. So that's a great question, and as long as people are being realistic with themselves and say, yeah, I'm training the way that I really will fight, we're not going to question them. All that we're going to do is put the bug in their ear and say, are you really training the way that you fight? And if they make a self-correction, we've done our job as instructors.
The 28-round thing, is that a reference to Magpul P-Mags?
That's his reference. You know, we always say in a 30-round magazine, 28 rounds. And we know that there are some magazines out there that will lock in on a closed bolt on an AR with 30 rounds in it, but we just, as a standard, 28 rounds, if you load 28 rounds in a 30-round AR magazine, you rarely will ever encounter a problem when you push that magazine in and attempt to pull it out that it's ever going to come back out because the top round didn't compress enough into the magazine when it hit the bottom of the bolt to lock. We actually just experienced that quite a bit yesterday at our class where people were loading them up full, GI mags, P mags, and a couple others. They were loading them full to capacity, and they weren't locking in easily. And also, we even had one student get 31 rounds in, and it completely locked his magazine up and would have been a huge liability had he needed to use it. So we always say 28 rounds, and that way, if your count's off by one, you're still pretty good to go.
Yeah. The reason I was asking about the P-Mag thing, I know the P-Mags have a – and what we're talking about here, folks, is when the gun runs dry or when you're loading a magazine into an AR-15 with the bolt forward not locked back. Well, you can stick anything in there when the bolt's locked back. You can stick a sandwich in there and it'll lock up. But when the bolt is forward and you're jamming the magazine in there, if you have 30 rounds loaded all the way in a P-Mag, especially, I found this happening in the P-Mag all the time, when you go to charge it or when you go to fire it or if you move ever so slightly, you'll notice that the gun becomes a little bit lighter due to the fact that the 30-round magazine falls out of the magazine well, which we would call this in a self-defense situation a disaster.
Absolutely.
So we got about 3 minutes before we go away. In closing, make the case for this fundamental training revisitation, constantly, constantly, constantly drilling those fundamentals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to anyone out there that's listening on the radio, the biggest step is getting involved in training. We have so many people out there that are exercising their Second Amendment rights, whether it's open carry or concealed carrying. And I'm not going to argue the merits of concealed carrying and open carrying. I think there are some good professional discussions to be had about the two different types, but the fact is that if you are exercising your rights, thank you, because that's what this country needs. We need to get back to understanding that Second Amendment right keeps the other rights together, and that's very, very important. On top of that, don't be afraid to go out there and take that first class, whether it's your CPL class or that next step up. It can be daunting. It can be stressful. Do some research. Make sure that the people that you're going to, you know, ask them questions. Make sure that that's the kind of training that you want to go to. If you've got a regional school that's teaching, you know, fast roping out of a little bird helicopter and jumping from a helicopter into a car, you know, ask them, what's your background and is this really right for me as a new shooter? On top of that, keep training. Keep training. Get out there. Don't ever think that you've reached the zenith of your capability. Make sure that you're always, even if it's just going to the range yourself and working on those fundamentals, put up the bullseye target instead of that silhouette target that makes great Facebook photos. Go out there and shoot that tiny little group and have no time limit. And then the very next time, go to the range and practice those draw strokes and make sure you're fast to the gun and then fast to your sights and get those shots. Like your life depended on it, but you got to keep balancing yourself. And with that being said, you know, branch out. Don't ever get locked in the dogma. MVFI, just like any other school, they are not the end all be all. There are so many great guys out there and gals that are teaching people how to extend your life in a bad situation, and they're doing it because they're passionate about it.
You did that well. I like that. We'll have to do this again and talk about gear another time, because I know you know about the gear. I'll be in touch. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. Eric Utrecht, Michigan Defense Firearms Institute. Folks, that is it. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.